Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The three U.S. Democratic presidential contenders clashed at times over key issues Saturday night in their third debate. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has the story.
It was the first Democratic debate since the recent terror attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California. Frontrunner Hillary Clinton and her main challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, both focused on the need to defeat the Islamic State group.
I have a strategy to combat and defeat ISIS without getting us involved in another ground war.
One that destroys ISIS, but one that does not get us involved in perpetual warfare in the quagmire of the Middle East.
But Sanders, Clinton, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley differed on whether ousting Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad should be part of the strategy to defeat Islamic State. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Also in the news, Rwandans have overwhelmingly voted to change the Constitution to allow President Paul Kagame to seek another term. New change would allow him to run for another 7-year term, and after that he would be eligible to run for a further 2 5-year terms until the year 2034. 58-year-old Kagame has been in power since 2000. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the International Roadmap for Peace in Syria, approved unanimously by the U.N. Security Council, was a rare display of unity among major powers on a conflict that has claimed more than 250,000 lives. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Saturday that his country has not yet used all of its military capabilities and could do more. This is VOA News.